Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. We take pride in treating every customer like family, because that's what has kept us around for generations.
Right now, drive home a new 2025 Subaru Outback for 1.9% for up to 72 months.
Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/25.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Here's something that's been kind of gnawing at me about the Vance Bolter case. This guy wasn't your typical basement-dwelling manifesto writer. This was a guy with a life, a business. Hell, he served on the Minnesota Workforce Development Board from 2016 to 2023. Now, who else served on that board? Senator John Hoffman, one of his victims. Think about that for a second. For 7 years, these two guys sat in the same meetings, probably made small talk over stale coffee and government-issued donuts. All while Bolter was what? Taking mental notes? Planning? Did the hatred start there, or was Hoffman just unlucky enough to be accessible? It's a question we're going to dive deep into as we explore more of the Vance Bolter case. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, is with us. Before we get to Eric, let me paint you a picture of just how bizarre this case gets. Bolter owned a security company called, wait for it, Praetorian Guard Security Services. Now, if you don't know this part of history, and believe me, I forgive you, I didn't know it either. Let me enlighten you. The Praetorian Guards were the Roman Emperor's elite bodyguards who got a little too comfortable with their power. They started assassinating the very emperors they were supposed to protect and installing their own puppet rulers. So either Bolter had zero historical awareness when he named his company, or he was telegraphing his intentions from day one. Given everything else we know about this guy, I'm betting on option two. And here's what also gets me. The evidence in this case is almost cartoonishly overwhelming. We've got police officers who literally witnessed him shooting Mark Hortman. They exchanged gunfire with him. We've got surviving victims who can ID him. We've got his manifesto, his surveillance notes, his fake cop gear, enough weapons to arm a small militia. And somehow, this case still raises massive legal questions. Can you get a fair trial when the defendant targeted politicians based on their party affiliation? Today's political climate, can you find 12 jurors who won't let their own politics influence that verdict? And here's what really is a scary question. What if politics creeps into the prosecution itself? We are living in an era where everything is political. Your coffee choice is political. Your car is political. Hell, your choice of beer can start a culture war. So what happens when you're prosecuting or defending a guy who murdered Democrats because they were Democrats? That's what I want to explore with Eric. Not just the nuts and bolts of the case, but the bigger picture here, the precedents, the implications, and the terrifying possibility that in our hyper-polarized world, even mass murder might become partisan. This is an interesting point about this guy. He was active. He wasn't some weird guy in the basement of his mom's house listening to Hall & Oates cassette tapes and coming up with a manifesto here.
He served
men without hats. You never know what he's listening to down there. I don't know why I'm going to those artists, but I think I can picture those cassette tapes. Bolter and the victim Hoffman, they served together on a state board from 2016 to 2023. So they knew each other. It makes it a little darker, but there was like 45 people on this hit list. These were some of the early ones. What does that tell us about this? You know, was this some sort of, you know, hatred that you think maybe began back then? And how does that matter? How does that play into this? Obviously premeditated with the hit list, but having that connection, does that make this even more damning that there was that personal connection there and professional connection?
Yeah, you know, I think as a current criminal defense attorney, you're thinking about what possible defenses could this guy have? Mm-hmm. And I think the history behind what happened and the history between the accused and the decedent really cuts against some kind of not guilty by reason of insanity plea, which is something that he has to consider, because it shows it wasn't just some lone wolf who's acting on, you know, hallucinations, some animal telling him to kill people. It's really a concerted campaign that appears he planned out for a substantial period of time, shows premeditation. It tends to indicate that he knew what he was doing rather than, you know, some Looney Tunes guy who was just shooting into the abyss.
And he has some experience. He owns a security guard company. And what I found interesting is the name of the security guard company, Praetorian Guard Security Services. Sounds like nothing, just some sort of name. It's like, oh, I don't know what the Praetorian Guards, I believe, were Roman soldiers that eventually rose up and killed the people they were protecting and then started inserting themselves into those positions. Little weird considering what took place here. Like, I want to know when he started the company, which I'm sure we could look up. And like, was this like an overall life goal for this guy, considering the name of the company?
Gosh, it seems like a really bad Freudian slip or kind of telling on himself in advance. It really creates a specter of, you know, was he signaling to folks at some point, hinting perhaps that he had these thoughts for the future about, some massive overthrow of local or larger governments in a violent fashion? Certainly that name doesn't help.
With something like this, where it is so damning, again, this is like, obviously, we have officers who exchanged fire with him as well before they caught him. Not immediately after they caught him. Like, it took a long time. This was at the scene of one of the homes. And then many, 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 many hours later is when he was apprehended. So it's pretty cut and dry that this is the guy. There's not a lot of questions about that. Is there any room? I mean, obviously, a plea deal may make the most sense to, like, not have the death penalty. But where do you think this goes? Is this a guy that's going to plead not guilty and continue to go down the road of trying to fight the fight that he thinks he's fighting? Or where do you think this goes in a case like this, where we have real political assassinations here?
Yeah, you know, his possible defenses seem pretty limited from the outset. Clearly not self-defense. There's no evidence that someone else made him do it, that it was duress. There's no evidence of a credible choice of evils defense, like he had to do this or something worse was going to happen that a reasonable person would agree on. And so not guilty by reason of insanity is undercut in part by his manifesto and the plans and the deliberateness of his conduct. Do we come across some kind of conspiracy defense down the road that this was like a false flag thing, or that he was some kind of patsy who took the fall for a larger political sect that is killing politicians? In today's society, I wouldn't be surprised if those sort of conspiracies are at least explored.
And obviously, the internet is already abuzz. Some think this is the guy who hit John O'Keefe, which I find very interesting. It's like, how? Why? This is, but follow the science. But what I do wonder about this, is there more? Obviously, that's more of an investigative question, but it does make you wonder. So I'm just kind of asking just your opinion on this. Do you think this was another lone wolf? Because those do tend to be the most dangerous. They're out there. They're operating by themselves. They're seemingly able to get quite a bit put together. The guy got a fake cop car set up and the outfit. It's some lengths to go to. Some may wonder, did it take other people involved to do that? No, not necessarily. People can be crafty. But it does make you wonder, were others involved unwittingly, unknowingly in this to help him with this? Maybe he's like, I just want to put lights on my car. Some people do that. You can't imitate an officer, but some people still do it. Anybody who's been around this guy right now and may have unwittingly had some sort of connection to him and maybe, oh, that makes sense. That's why he asked me to do that. What's your advice for them right now?
Man, so long as they didn't have knowledge of what he was about to do, and also that they didn't give some material aid with the hope that he carried this thing out, mm-hmm. they would probably be protected from being an accomplice, being charged as an accomplice. But still, it's questionable because, people make offhand remarks even during these seemingly mundane transactions where if he's, buying a cop uniform from a Halloween store or something. So that in itself isn't a problem. He starts making some remarks that raise some eyebrows and where a reasonable person would have said, hey, maybe I should either ask more or tell somebody. Then we're starting to get into a risky territory with these folks. And I think they need to be very cautious about, what information they provide and whether they have an attorney assisting to protect them.
From a former prosecutor's standpoint, does this look like a pretty open and shut case where the evidence is against this guy, at least as far as him being locked up for the rest of his life or getting the death penalty? Or is this something on the defense attorney side? Would you advise a client to plead not guilty and try and argue this out and see if you can get some things minimized or whatnot? What would you advise someone at this point if you were to be in that role?
According to the reports I've read, there is substantial evidence and it takes different forms. So there's video evidence, is my understanding, of him, with a mask and in a cop uniform that I understand authorities can tie back to him. There's also witness evidence for the surviving people who were shot who would help identify what happened. He had this manifesto, allegedly, that laid out all of his plans, his intentionality. So those things right there are pretty darn problematic. Can he try to broker a plea agreement? Is it possible that political motivations could come into play from the federal government that might somehow afford some kind of leniency because he appears to be on the same side politically? Let's hope not.
God.
Let's hope that's not how it works. But in reality, is that something to at least ask about? I think it is.
That's a scary prospect. Like no matter what, I don't care what side anybody's on, should not be condoned. There should be no consideration given for the fact that this guy didn't like Democrats. But no, you're right. We are in a world where, I can see it. I can see it. Does he play that card? I mean, we'd have to know who you're going up against too, which might be kind of a crapshoot. But
yeah.
And you also have jurors that could look at that way too. if you were to get there.
Yeah, you know, and you look at, you don't want politics involved in what should be objective legal decision-making by prosecutors in the government, but history has shown that that's not usually how it plays out. You know, there are arguments that the Trump administration should not have pardoned the January 6th folks. They, some of them destroyed property, assaulted police officers, and folks who are on the left politically haven't received the same pardons for similar crimes. Mm-hmm. So do these, is there political favor potentially in these decisions? Yes. And, you know, is it something that at least theoretically could play a role in Vance Bolter's case? Theoretically, yes.
That'd be a very scary precedent to set if he does go to trial on this and you get a not guilty or you get a hung jury. I think it'd be hard to get a not guilty. I think it'd be really hard to get that many people lined up to go, oh yeah, could it happen? Possibly. But that would be a scary place to be in, because it would, if he were to be found not guilty, that's very much setting up a scene in a scenario where, oh, well, look, he can go get away with it. You're going to have a lot of people trying to go out there. It would be very Luigi Mangione-ish as well, because there's a lot of people concerned there. Could he get off? There is a possibility for that, even though truly, factually, he committed a crime, murdered someone. That's not a place we want to get to. And I don't know how you pull that back from there. If we do start getting there, how do you correct something like that? I don't know.
You know, it's an important question, and I actually applauded the Trump administration and the federal government for how they've handled the Vance Bolter case so far. There haven't been like any excuses made. There hasn't been any unnecessary leniency. And I think that that speaks to their credit in terms of how they've handled it thus far. Let's hope it remains on that track and that political influences don't somehow cause this thing to go south even more.
Eric Faddis, always appreciate your insights. That bit about political influence and prosecutions. Yeah, it's kind of scary to think about where that could go. You know, it's also easy to kind of get messed around in your head about this whole thing. It's kind of the normalcy of it all that we're experiencing. Bolter wasn't some recluse sending cryptic messages from a cabin in the woods, you know, back in the 90s when that was like, ooh, scary man in the woods, Ted Kaczynski, they got him done, right? No. This guy had employees. He had clients who trusted him with their security. I mean, talk about irony. He sat on state boards and probably had a LinkedIn profile talking about synergy and best practices, you know, words that you have to use on LinkedIn. And that's what makes this so much scarier than your typical extremist. This guy was embedded in the system he wanted to destroy. He wasn't on the outside looking in. He was on the inside taking notes, making plans, and somebody noticed. Or they did notice, and they didn't say anything. The Praetorian Guard thing still blows my mind. I mean, come on, you name your security company after history's most famous group of bodyguards turned assassins, and nobody raises an eyebrow? It's like opening a shipping company called Titanic's Logistics or a financial firm called Ponzi Investments. The red flags were there, waving in the wind. I do see how they were missed, but we all missed them. And here's also what scares me about Eric's analysis. The political angle, the idea that Bolter might try to play the political sympathy card, or worse, it might actually work. We've seen it before. Violence gets reaffirmed as patriotism, criminals become martyrs, and murder becomes resistance. And Eric's right about the Luigi Mangione comparison. We're living in an age where vigilante violence is getting romanticized, where killers get fan mail and GoFundMe pages, where taking the law into your own hands isn't just accepted, it's celebrated by certain segments of society. If Bolter walks, or even if he gets a hung jury, what message does that send? It's open season on politicians you disagree with. The political violence is okay as long as you target the right people. That's not a precedent we can afford to set. Another scary part, Eric mentioned January 6th and the pardons. We're already seeing political violence being retroactively justified, excused, minimized. What happens when that extends to outright assassination? When I disagreed with their politics becomes a viable defense strategy. I'm not saying the sky is falling. The feds seem to be handling this case properly so far. No excuses, no leniency, no political games, but so far is doing a lot of the heavy lifting in that sentence. This case is going to test our justice system in ways we haven't seen before. Because at the end of the day, this isn't just about Vance Bolter. It's about whether we still have a functioning legal system that can prosecute political violence without becoming political itself. It's about whether justice is still blind or if it's peeking through the blindfold to check party affiliations. Bolter thought he was starting a war. The real war is going to be in the courtroom, fighting to keep politics out of justice. And honestly, I am not sure which side will win. Tell me in the comments your thoughts on this case. I would love to hear them. And also be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast, if it's out there on any podcast platform. And also check out our YouTube channel. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi so you can join in these conversations. And be along for the ride. We do appreciate that. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for watching and listening. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.